What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the soon-to-be-named 2023 Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by the Poop Bowl champion, Christopher Reiser.
Let's go. Oh, I'm ready. Let's go, boys. New season. I'm coming for that chip. I'm excited.
New season, new you. That's exciting. I'm also joined by the only other host of this podcast to make the playoffs, Brian Wolf.
Oh, feels good to be back. I mean, I wanted to go for the poop champ, 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 but, you know, I had to give it away to Chris. That's just the kind of guy I am.
Yeah, it's nice to keep it in the pod family, as it were.
True.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't want it, so one of y'all has to take the bullet this year.
Chris, you can go for champ, champ. It's fine by me.
No, I think it is Chip's turn to win the poop bowl.
Yeah, but has Chip gotten into the poop bowl? Have you made the playoffs the last 3 years?
Yeah. I've only missed three years ago I missed the playoffs. Like 2020, okay. I think. You and I both did, and we like ended the didn't record any playoff podcast.
That's right. We were so salty we just ended it.
Yeah. Feels bad.
Not our best moment. It's okay.
I'm still salty. So for this preseason episode, we are going to talk about some news and name the league eventually. But first, a little bit of news. Welcome to Owen. We're excited. Owen's related to Chris and I. He's our cousin's kid. Not that it super matters, but E-O-I-N is pronounced Owen. So we're excited to have him. You guys should be scared. Everyone in the league should be scared of Owen. Pretty sure he has an internship at Pro Football Focus, doing data shit. So he might just win the league just first year out.
Wow. I mean, if he can win it based off of stats, then, I mean, that's the game plan right there.
It's a dream.
But, Chip, he's blood with us, but no mercy. Absolutely no mercy. We're going to dog him.
No, yeah, 100%. I'm going to try to sabotage him if I can, like...
Oh, 100%.
100%. Yeah. I see him at a family gathering. I'm stealing his phone and trading myself his best players. You know how it is.
Chris can just continually bomb him with his bad trade offers per usual.
Chip, can I draft in front of him and you draft behind him and then we, like, screw his fantasy team?
Well, that's actually something we should talk about. And I don't have it in the doc, but we should talk about how we're going to determine draft order.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think in the past it's worked out because we really haven't had that many people coming in or out, but as much as I want to tell myself that draft order doesn't matter, I feel like it really screwed Justin last year, putting him in the 11th spot. The 11th spot.
Yeah, that's kind of rough. I also, I was playing a little bit with the data from the last couple of seasons, and it seems like... first, second, third, and then 12th. Like, those are the spots you want. Or at least at the highest percentage to make the playoffs.
Really? Yeah. 12, huh?
Yeah. The 12th spot does surprisingly well. It was Brandon several leagues, several years in a row.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like if that's the case, then probably should just give it a fresh shuffle this year and go about doing it that way. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Are you saying randomize it? What?
Yeah. I mean, we keep on bringing people aboard. I mean, in the past 3 years, we bought on, what, 4 or 5 new players?
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking maybe we could make an event out of it. So, like, we had talked about doing, like, maybe live streaming Super Smash Bros. And everyone gets an NPC. So we can, like, hang out one night and, like, yell at each other. We do an F1 race. People get to draft a racer, and then how they finish is how you draft. I don't know. But then you have to determine an order for that, so that kind of sucks.
I call Max for stopping.
Yeah, oh,
that's OP.
Yeah, you can't Max is off the table.
Oh, what about his partner?
Checo Perez?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. He's pretty good. He hasn't gotten second every single race, but he's pretty good.
All right. So, yeah, you take out Max, and then everyone else, I guess, is fair game.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be the easiest way to do it. Because Max has only not won a single race this year. They've done, like, 12 of them.
Wow. He's won, seven straight. He won seven straight right now.
Yeah, and actually, his teammate was the only one to beat him this year. So,
It's probably not a good idea for this league because not everyone's as close. But in my other league, the way we're doing it is, I think whoever won it last year, 15 minutes before our actual draft, gets to pick where they want to pick in the real draft, and the second place person picks where they. So, like, you can't really mock draft ahead of time.
Yo, I hate that. I love mock drafts. Hey, I want to ask the question, actually. Have you guys mock drafted this offseason?
Not yet. I feel like it's too far out for me still.
Mm. Oh, Chip, you know I've mock drafted.
Oh, I actually do know. We did one mock draft together already, haven't we?
Look at that. Cool invite.
No, mine was bad. I didn't like my team.
Yeah, dude, actually, Chris's team was trash.
I think I picked in, like, the fifth spot or something, and it was Garbo.
Dude, that's what I'm telling you. Hey, I did pull up the stats, and the sixth spot in our 12-man league has been the worst, like, by far.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. I mean, the 12th spot has the most average wins over the last few years. We've done it for 4 years now with these stats. And 12 averages 8.5 regular season wins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Six
averages 8.25 regular season losses. Like, six is a tough. Chris, you have to draft from the six.
No, I don't want to draft in the six.
It doesn't matter.
We got to test that theory. Yeah. Really make sure it holds up.
Really make sure. You shoot for the poop champ. Anyway, yep. Okay. Yep. Let's get back. I've derailed us. Let's get back to it.
Buy-in. Up in the buy-in.
Yeah. How do we kind of talked beforehand. I think the number we landed on was 50.
Yeah, I think 50 sounds good.
All right, yeah. I think we'll have to clear it with everyone. If they're not comfortable, we could always front some money, and if they win, we just get the buy-in back, I guess. I, like, sort of did that for Tim last year just because he forgot to buy in.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, anyway, we can figure that out. Chris, you want to talk about Rivals Week?
Yeah, I guess we haven't talked to Wolfie about it. Yeah, me and Chip were talking maybe a couple weeks ago. Basically, the last week of the regular season, or whatever week you pick, usually the last week of the regular season before the playoffs, you match up specific people that you think would be really good rivals or have, like, beef with each other. You match them up specifically in that last week before the playoffs, and that's, like, your rivals week. Just, like, think of college football with, like, Michigan, Ohio State, or, like, Alabama, Auburn, the last regular season game. It's sort of, like, the same concept.
Hmm. Okay. All right, I like that. Trying to think who I always fucking lose to regardless of the season. Mitch? I think it's Mitch.
You're just going to pick Mitch? Just, like, out of...
No, I'm just thinking of, like, teams who I always hate to play because I feel like I can never predict the outcome of it. That one person sticks out as Mitch. At least to me, I don't know. I'll have to think about it some more. I think that's a good idea, though. That'd be a cool way to kind of spice things up the last week. Maybe get people a little more engaged if they've fallen off.
Yeah, that's kind of the rub is, like, if someone's definitely not going to make the playoffs, they still have incentive to, like, keep their lineup and, like, play their top players in the final week of the season.
So how would we determine these rivals? Like, do people just have to say who they hate matching up against, or, like, how would we figure that out?
Either the commish, you, or the three of us can kind of, like, best guess who the best rivals would be, or, like, you'd have to have some way of having people pick their rivals.
I mean, I feel like there is maybe some easy layups. You know? Like, I think some of them are tough. Like, who's Owens gonna be? Maybe the other new person. But, like, you know, Tony and AJ, you know? I feel like that's an easy... I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you don't pit roommates against each other.
I think you should.
You think we should?
What if, like, Laura and Chip arrives?
Yeah, well, we can explore that more once we have a 14th. But yeah, that sounds like fun to me. I don't know how much you can change the schedule, Wolfie.
No, you definitely can.
Yeah, I could adjust every week. I just do a random matchup.
Okay. Right, rad. All right, and then last point of business for this section of the pod, 14 people this year, so probably have to change how many roster spots we have. I was talking to Tim, and he was like, hey, like, you know, 12 with the amount of roster spots we had last year, like, the waiver wire felt just, like, slightly sparse, but not, like, barren. So we could take however many two more teams would have been last year, and then subtract that from the existing teams, like, people-wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
You're, like, trying to take away a roster spot per team or something like that?
Well, no. So you take away however many were on the team, like, times two, kind of. But from everyone. I feel like I'm not doing a great job of explaining it. It made a lot of sense. Okay. Our starting rosters, we had quarterback, two running back, two wide receiver, a tight end, two flex, and a defense. And then we had fucking six bench spots. So yeah. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And we had an IR spot.
7, 8, 9. Yeah, I'm not counting that. I'm not counting the IR. But 9 active spots, 6. So, roster of 15. So, what Tim is saying is you add up however many people that would be for the next two teams. So, that's 30 people. And then you subtract that from the existing rosters. So, 30 doesn't go into 12 evenly. But if you take 3 away, and we can talk about where the 3 comes from. But it should either be 2 or 3, probably. To keep, like, approximately the same amount of active players, like, available.
Okay. All right, I see how that math works out.
Yeah, so you don't have to go deeper into, like, the free agent pool. You don't have to draft fucking Tom Brady. Because the drafts that Chris and I did, I used our exact roster numbers, and they went deep, dude.
Yeah, you're going for some moonshots there.
Dude, I think, like, Antonio Brown, like, it wouldn't have been crazy to draft him by the end. Like, he was a lot of people.
It's insane. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I guess at that point, if we settle on 2 or 3, then that's either getting rid of one flex or, like, really, really shortening your bench, which I feel like that doesn't do anyone favors. So, maybe...
It's either taking away spot or taking away bench spots or like a mix of both.
Yeah, I think both. I would like to propose at least a flex and a bench. So the bench would be 5 and we only have a single flex. But maybe 2? I mean, 4 bench spots, is that too little for this big of a
team? Like, I mean, I feel like a bench and a flex would probably be pretty good because I feel like if you go any less bench than that, I feel like you're down to what, 3 spots, and that's really hard, especially during, you know, some bye weeks for some people.
You're down to 4. You're down to 4, but you do have quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, so that's 4, and plus defense. So you couldn't even, like, cover every single position, like, backup wise, if you wanted to.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe let's put some feelers out there, see what people want to do.
Okay. All right, so what we're thinking is probably take away 1 bench spot, so you'd have 5, and take away 1 flex, so you only have 1 flex left.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're the commish, dog. You're the final say. You want to put this up to a poll?
Oh, all right. Well, fine. Let's. All right. Fuck it. Let's go 1-1 then.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I wanted. I wanted you to bang that gavel. Hell yeah.
Okay. I mean, easy enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it kind of makes sense. Okay. So I'm not gonna. I was going to break this into a separate part, but we haven't exactly sectioned this well. I don't know why this one just also fit in this part of the podcast. So we're gonna go on to the naming of the league, boys. Are you ready? You ready for this?
Sure. Yeah. If you have some names.
I have zero names. Is the thing. We're just doing it off the dome. We did a poll last year, and Chris submitted like a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh yeah, that was hilarious.
Unusual.
Hilarious is a strong term.
But you like changed it up on the pod. You're like, oh, someone said Chris is an idiot. Oh, someone said Chris is really stupid. But like, I was saying you are really stupid.
Right, I was hilarious. I'm not arguing that. But you know, I don't know that the original work was hilarious. So, okay. Well, you guys have any ideas? Just like top of mind.
I think I can think of. I mean, last year we picked a pretty meta name. So, I don't know, what's meta right now?
I mean, Twitter just rebranded to X. We call it the X League. No, that sucks.
No, it sounds like the fucking XFL. We're not doing that.
Yeah, we can name it after the Barbie movie.
Just the Barbie League?
Did you see the Barbie movie?
Yeah, dude, I went. It was good.
Did you see Oppenheimer?
No, I didn't see Oppenheimer. What, I want to be depressed?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I heard it, like, can melt your mind.
Yeah, fucking pass. I don't think we have an IMAX, so I'm not even going to get the most out of it. No, but I did see the Barbie movie, and... We don't want what?
We don't want to name it, like, football or NFL related?
No.
I mean, that's... I don't know. Boring. Cliche, you know?
It's too boring, Chris. I mean, look at past. Let's see if we can draw some names out of the hat from reading the old ones. So, 2019, Andrew Luck's Retirement League. Okay, all right. I feel like that was pretty pointed at the indie folk, but it was funny. 2020, the COVID bubble. 2021, unvaxxed players only. And then 2022, the Hellfire Club. I like the Hellfire Club. You're right, Wolfie. We should pick something meta right now.
Yeah. But, like, other than, like, Barbie and Oppenheimer, I can't think of anything else, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
have there been any dominant? Oh. What about the sink or swim league based on the submarine?
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Oof. What was the name of that? Titan Submersible.
Ocean Gate? Yeah.
The Ocean Gate League? Oh, no.
Is that too soon?
No, not too soon. They died a very quick death. There was no pain. It was all good.
Yeah, dude. They, like... What was it? The pressure or something?
Yeah. So, like, it imploded in, like, fractions of a second.
That's crazy.
All right. Getting off topic there. So... There was Ocean Gate. What else was big this year?
I mean, we could steal the, like, most meta shit right now, which is Barbenheimer. Like, name it after both movies.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling that.
Okay. Not sure that's original enough.
Okay. All right.
Do I really have to look up, like, events that happened in 2023?
ChatGPT has been huge this year.
Oh, okay.
After AI stuff. Oh, that could be the 14th person. Just set up ChatGPT. Be the 14th player.
Fuck no, that would just murder us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be depressed if ChatGPT beat me in
Maybe I'll set up my slot to be AI run. Okay, interesting. League GPT, that's nothing, right?
Oh, that's not bad, though. I don't mind that.
Okay, all right.
I'm looking through, like, events that happened in 2023. Really nothing big is standing out so far. Granted, yes, I'm only into March, so let's see here. AI, that made the hit list.
Yeah, AI, yeah. League GPT is okay.
Let's see here.
Chris, I'm going to need you to come up with something good here.
Dude, I'm trying to look up stuff that happened. It's all stuff I don't care about.
Yeah, it's stuff like, that no one cares about.
I feel like it's gotta like be the royal family. It's gotta be from media, right? Like that's where Hellfire Club was from. I mean, it was a Stranger Things thing. What if we went more specific in the movies? Like, was there? Did you guys see Oppenheimer?
No, I did.
I want to.
Oh Christ! Okay, well, I could like maybe pick something niche out of the Barbie movie. They talked about the patriarchy a lot. As like kind of a running joke. Is the patriarchy leak no good?
I like the other. I like the ChatGPT better than that.
Okay, League GPT.
Oh yeah, you know what I mean.
Do people care that Tucker Carlson got fired? Probably not.
No. No, I feel like the Twitter thing is more relevant than that.
Yeah. I don't know. People made a big deal of it at the time.
Something about Joe Biden not doing student loan forgiveness.
Oh, no. I would cry every time I looked at the league.
That hits home for too many people in our league.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. God, I think League GPT, I can't see anything else that people would care about.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Let's just call it there. I feel like, dude, Chris, I needed you to come with funnier stuff. And maybe this is on me for not prepping you. I feel like maybe you just need some time. I was expecting, like, John Mulaney-esque comedy bits, you know?
I could have thought of, like, NFL-specific stuff, not, like, pop culture stuff.
No, but we went in the pop culture. I just feel like... you ever taken an improv class?
No. I never will.
Oh, I was going to ask if you would if I paid for a class. Okay. Alright, well, that's our show. I'm just going to go straight into the outro. I don't feel like editing music in. I'm already getting lazy on this editing.
It's alright. First episode of the season.
Yeah. I'll put it at the intro, you know? So, alright, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the preseason?
Glad everyone's back. Hoping to make it another good year, and start mocking soon. We're gonna actually, before even mocking, pay attention to the chats. We need people to get on board with when we're gonna draft. That's the words of wisdom.
Yeah, we also are actively looking for that 14th.
So if you have any friends or family that love fantasy and want to do one more league, we got an open sign.
Say bye, Chris.
Everyone's ready for the best league, best year so far. I'm real excited. Get excited. Ready to win. That's all I got to say.
It's a lot of words for just bye. I just wanted a bye.
I don't listen to you, all right?
I was fully ready for Chris to just say bye, Chris.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Dude. Gonna pay for
this dude needs to take an improv class.
Yeah, he's gonna pay for some classes.
Chris, when's your birthday? I'm buying that for you.
Oh, you know when my birthday is.
I really don't.
I do. Evidently, hey, I do want to talk about how neither of you know when my birthday is.
Actually, it was yesterday. Fuck, that's my bad, dude. I literally thought about it on Monday. I'm like, fuck, Chip's birthday's tomorrow, and just completely forgot.
Uh-huh. It's fine. I cried about it already. Don't worry.
That's on me.
Yeah. My text must have not gone through.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No one's texting.
They shut off my phone yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Well, Now that everyone knows you're a bunch of dirtbags, we're going to stop the pod. Bye, everybody.